Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment. Lance Embry with Bayer Westbrett is the seed account manager for the Southern Plains. Lance, what advice do you have for producers who are thinking about their wheat variety selections right now?
Take a look at local plot results, but also you need to get a cumulative of plot results, not just this year, but several years. And so, I mean, you know, don't get caught up looking at one plot one year. You want to look at several plots over multiple years. And then try to correlate those plots to your production practices, your areas of farming. And hey, you know what? At the end of the day, reach out to your crop consultant, your local Westbrett seed supplier, or give me a call and we can walk through what it is that your challenges are, what your goals are, and we can come up with the best Westbrett variety for your operation.
Thank you, Lance. To learn more about the wheat varieties from Westbrett that are available for your fall planting needs, you can check out westbrett.com. That's westbrett.com. We'll take a look at the latest National Crop Progress Report. Winter wheat harvested now at 96%, corn silking at 97%. Corn conditions nationwide rated 67% good to excellent and 22% fair, while 11% is poor to very poor. Soybeans blooming now at 95% nationwide. Conditions 68% good to excellent, 24% fair, and 8% poor to very poor. Cotton setting bolls now at 84%. Cotton conditions 42% good to excellent, 32% fair, and 16% poor to very poor. And then sorghum headed nationwide around 83%. Sorghum conditions 49% good to excellent, 33% fair, and 18% poor to very poor. That's the nationwide numbers. Now let's take a look at the Oklahoma crop progress. Corn doughing is at 92%. Oklahoma conditions rated 59% good to excellent, 29% fair, and 12% poor to very poor. Sorghum headed 63% now. Conditions 66% good to excellent, 28% fair, 6% poor to very poor. Cotton setting bolls is now at 74% in Oklahoma. Conditions are 55% good to excellent, 40% fair, and 5% poor to very poor. Soybeans blooming 65% now. Conditions 50% good to excellent, 38% fair, and 12% poor to very poor. Texas crop progress. Corn doughing is at 88%, dented at 82%, harvested now at 60% in Texas. Conditions rated 41% good to excellent, 28% fair, and 31% poor to very poor. Cotton setting bolls is at 81%. Conditions rated 29% good to excellent, 34% fair, and 37% poor to very poor. Sorghum headed now at 93%, down 1 point from the previous year. Maturing's already at 70%, harvested at 55%, and conditions rated 50% good to excellent, 31% fair, and 19% poor to very poor. Soybeans blooming 95% already, setting pods at 78%, and soybean conditions 22% good to excellent, 54% fair, and 24% poor to very poor. Well, groups like the National Corn Growers Association urged Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to resolve a dispute between Canada's railway executives and union leaders that could lead to a strike. A work stoppage there could interrupt rail service in the U.S. If a strike shuts down rail service from Canada into the U.S., it will adversely impact America's farmers who rely on rails to ship goods between the two countries. That's coming from Harold Woolley. He's the NCGA president. We strongly urge the Prime Minister Trudeau, the Teamsters, and the Canadian rail workers to do everything possible to avoid such a strike. Canada is the third largest destination for U.S. ag exports and the second largest source of agricultural imports. Biggest concern for corn growers is a strike that could basically interrupt shipments of fertilizer imports and exports of ethanol, corn, and byproducts that are used as animal feed. Canadian law says officials can order all parties into binding arbitration. You've got farm news. Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.